there a difference to you?
Mm-mm.
What's that? What would you call the last thing, when you're making up a bed, the last thing that goes on the bed?
Pillow.
Okay, but what about the
spread?
Yeah. Any old fashioned words for that you've heard?
That I can remember right off.
Like counterpane or counterpin?
Hmm.
Okay. This is something that's like a pillow, except it's larger. It's longer, kind of like a big roll that might be used on a bed, kind of for decorative purposes.
Foot roll?
Something like that?
Maybe, is it at the foot or the head of the bed?
A foot roll is at the foot of the bed.
Yeah, that's what that suggested. Have you ever heard the word bolster?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this phrase talking about something like that that's longer than a pillow. If it's very long, you might say it doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes
all the way.
Sure. Okay. What about something else that you might put on a bed for warmth in the wintertime?
Blankets.
Okay.
A quilt.
All right. And a place that you might make up on the floor for a child to sleep.
Pallet.
Okay. This adjective, the farmer might say that he expects to get a big crop from the field because the soil is very
moist.
Okay, but something implying that
damp. It's
very productive.
Rich.
Okay, and another word begins with F that would do.
Fertile.
That's what I want. Okay. Do you have a name for low-lying land around here that's considered very good land?
Like what?
Okay, what I had in mind was bottom or bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that around here? Got some good rich bottom land?
Mm-hmm.
Not familiar with that.
No.
Okay. What about low-lying grassland? What would you call that? Just kind of gently rolling land with a lot of grass growing on it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would people around here have used the word meadow?
No. No. Valley. Assume it, Talladega sitting in a valley, you know, but.
Okay.
Meadow.
What about a piece of land that's not good for anything because you got water standing on it all the time and bushes and trees growing out of it?
Mm-hmm. Swamp.
Sure. Right. Would people around here have a word for land what about the word marsh? Do you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright, around here talking about the soil, do you have different names for different soils, just depending on whether maybe it has a lot of sand or a lot of clay in it, you know? No technical names, but something like that.
Mm-hmm. Not me, but I know what clay.
Yeah. Do you know the word loam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of rich land called gumbo or buckshot?
No.
Okay. Say if a man had a piece of land with a lot of water on it and he wanted to put it to cultivation, you'd say he was doing what to
irrigating?
It?
No.
To get the water off.
You'd
say he was
ditching it off.
Okay. The word I'm after is the same thing as what would happen if you pulled a plug in the bathtub. The water would
run it off.
Or if it would want a word that begins with the letter D.
Drain.
Yeah. So you'd say he was
draining.
Yeah. What, would you have a name for the thing that he dug to carry the water off?
Ditch?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Around here, if you were walking in the woods and you came to a place that was about 10 feet across and 10 feet deep, you know, no water in it or anything, what would you call that? Just a place, you know, that might have been eroded.
What, a ditch?
Okay. Would you ever use a man word for that? Right here? Ditch or?
I think of anything else.
Would you hear the word gully around here?
Oh yeah, gully.
People around here have used the word ravine to mean a place like that.
You could. You said 10 by 10.
Yeah.
Would that be a ravine?
Not to me.
No.
I'd call that a gully.
Uh-huh.
Ravine would be bigger to me.
Right.
But are you familiar with the word?
I've heard the word ravine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
But I always consider ravines being bigger and larger.
Yeah, okay. Around here, what would people call a fresh water flowing along? That would be a...
still water. Well, no.
Flowing water. You say you got across a what?
Creek?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything smaller than a creek?
Stream.
Is that small as it gets?
About it. Oh, no.
Okay, what about something larger than a creek?
River.
Okay. Do the creeks or the rivers around here have names?
Mm-hmm. They have Chocolate.